This is my service learning questions. My name is Miranda Vieira. I will be interviewing James Franco. My first question today is, when do you remember first hearing about the coronavirus or COVID-19? When did you realize it was serious news that you could not ignore?
Okay. My first time hearing about it was on Instagram, and they were just talking about it like it was a sickness in China. So I didn't really look at it as too serious because I didn't think it would come over here. I thought it was just going to stay in China and that people over there were going to have to deal with it. But then as I see that people start getting it and people start dying from it and they're going to have to start closing places and they're going to have to start doing all this extra stuff. And then they close school, and that's when you know something serious, when they take all the kids out of school. So that's when I learned that.
When did you realize that daily life was going to be significantly different?
I realized it was going to be different when everyone was required to wear a mask, because obviously that's something that we're not used to. And now everywhere we go, everywhere we want to be, where other people are, we have to wear a mask. So it's pretty different. And then I knew it was going to be different when you can't even eat inside restaurants. Like, that's crazy.
What preparations did you do or your family members make when, what was the experience like?
Well, at first we didn't look at it as too serious, so we didn't go with all the proper preparations. But when we started seeing that it was serious, my grandma started getting masks for all of us and make sure that we all have one. And then she started making sure we all have hand sanitizer so that we can cleanse ourselves when we think we've touched something that might have COVID on it. And those are pretty much the only preparations, other than staying inside the house all the time, which we do. Those are the preparations.
What did you do in the first part of the pandemic?
I stayed home, pretty much. We kind of did take it serious, because if you're not allowed to go anywhere, there's no point to even try anyway. Just trying to wait it out, just trying to see what was going to happen. So I mostly stayed home, just did my school. Well, at the time, there was no school, so just stayed home, play video games, that type of stuff.
Did you do anything in the first days that you would now think was unwise?
Yes. So in the first days, I went to the park and I played basketball. That was pretty unwise, because who knows who could have had it at the time. No one was really taking it serious, so anyone could have had it at the time. And we're all touching the same ball, so, yeah.
Do you know anyone who thinks that the U.S. or the world is overreacting?
Yes. I have a family member. Okay, so it's someone who actually got COVID. So I have a family member. He's my Nino. He lives in Montana. And Montana, it's over there, is different because it's not too populated and people aren't all packed in like in California. So he got the virus and he felt that he got over it pretty well. All that happened really to him was he lost his smell and taste. But he got over it well. He said that it wasn't really that big of a deal and that a lot of people are overreacting and that there's not really a big reason to get vaccinated.
Do you know anyone that seems to be taking the shutdown / social distancing / shelter in place to extremes that you think are unnecessary? Is anyone you know in the pandemic think is unhealthy?
To be honest, I don't think any preparations are unnecessary at this point when people will literally die to it. So people will feel that. People have family members that passed away to it, so obviously they're going to go extreme. Like, that could happen to anyone. So I don't think anyone's really over-prepared or over-quarantining, none of that. I think if they're taking it to extreme, that's because they're just worried about their health.
How are you feeling about this COVID-19 pandemic situation? Share as much as you wish, but do not feel obligated to tell me things that are very personal.
Okay. I feel like, at first, I felt like it wasn't too big of a deal, and I would still go out, and I would still go places with people. So I didn't look at it as a big of a deal, but I've had a great-grandpa who's passed away from it, and he was old, but it's still something that could kill people, and I have a lot of people in my family that are elderly, and I don't want any of them to get it. And there has been a lot of people in my family that have gotten it. So how I feel is I just can't wait till it's not a thing. I can't wait till everything's back to normal. I don't mind not being at school, because right now I'm doing really well in school at home, because I can just focus on school and no distractions, because there's nowhere to go anyway. So I just feel like I can't wait for it to end. I feel like that it is serious and that people should take it serious. And I feel like people should stop going to these really, really, really big events unless they're vaccinated and feel like that they're going to be okay if they even come across COVID.
What if anything, has this past year taught you?
This past year has taught me appreciation. I appreciate everything around me. I appreciate the people that I love. I appreciate my family and friends. And knowing that they could pass away to something like this is very terrifying. I was in another state when I found out my great-grandma had had gotten the virus. And all I could do was, like, worry because I didn't think she would make it through. All these people that passed away from it are mostly elderly, and she's, like, 80-something years old. So I just started tearing up and feeling like, well, she's going to pass away, and I'm not even in California to be with her when it happens. But she got through it, which is crazy to me that she got through it because she has a bunch of health problems anyway. So when that hit me and I felt that she would and had and would have a possibility of not surviving it, it just showed me appreciation and to not take any day granted because we never know when it could be our time. And it showed me to just, while we're here, spend time with the people we love, do things that make us happy. No negative thoughts, no negative energy, because that's nothing that's going to benefit us. We might as well stay happy, stay positive, and do what's best for us.
How does the early days of the pandemic compare to the more recent days for you? Are you feeling towards it the same or changed? Why?
The early days, obviously, stuff didn't seem that serious. So now I feel like the difference between the early days is people were going out more. Well, people are going out now, but people were kind of senseless at the beginning and didn't really take it serious. So I feel like the difference is, back then, people didn't know what it can do. People didn't know how harmful it was. And now people have an idea, and a lot of people were quick to get vaccinated because of this. So I feel like everybody's just more educated. Everybody's just doing their best to stay more careful. And everybody's just aware of their surroundings and making sure that they don't get into a situation where they can get it.
How or has the vaccine being available changed anything for you?
It hasn't changed anything for me. I personally don't want to get it. And if I ever do get it, it's because I'm being forced. That's the only way I would take it. I don't need it. I haven't gotten the virus this whole time that it's been out. At least I don't think so. There's been times I've been sick, but never nothing I think that I had the virus. And at this point, even my family had it. I've been with been around people who had it, and I didn't get it, and it didn't affect me. So there's no reason for me to get the vaccine. I'm careful, and if they do make me get it, so that I'm able to go back to school, or if I'm able to go to things I want to go to, then I will get it. That's the only situation I'll be put in where I want to get it. I don't know exactly what it can do to people. I don't know exactly what's in it. Some people have negative reactions, and some people even died to it. So there's no reason for me to trust it or want to get it in a hurry or anything like that.
If you had known a year ago what you know now, would you have done anything differently?
The things I would do differently is choosing wisely where I go, because sometimes I would go places where it's obviously unsafe if there's going to be a bunch of people who might have the virus. And I'm more careful with what I touch, because it could be spread just by someone touching something. It's crazy. And I just take it way more serious. And if I knew that it could kill people like it does now, and if I knew that it could be such a harm, like if I get it, it would harm everybody else in my house, then I wouldn't be going anywhere like I did in the beginning. And I wouldn't be trying to see anybody like I did in the beginning, because there's no point. We might as well just stay safe. We might as well just take the precautions needed and just try to wait it off, because everyone's trying to go back to a regular life. Everyone's trying to get out. It's depressing being in the house all the time, stuck with your thoughts. We want to be out. We want to be with people. We want to go have fun, and most of the fun is outside of your home. You get bored of doing the same thing every day. All I do every day sometimes is just play video games, but I found other hobbies to do while being inside, and I found other things and a person to talk to all the time that just makes it feel like I'm not always trapped just inside my house. So yeah, I would just...
Who is this person?
Miranda Vera.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much for answering my questions. Your answers were great. Thank you.
Okay.